All right, it is a Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. A lot going on in the NBA world, so let's welcome in one of our favorites. Does a great job on SiriusXM's NBA Radio, and that is Justin Termini. JT, appreciate the time. How you been, my friend?
I'm doing all right. A lot of traveling. The finals, the draft, so now we're settled. We're settled and ready to go with free agency.
Well, Miles Turner is going to be traveling from Indianapolis to Milwaukee, and Damian Lillard, we don't know what's next for him as he recovers from that Achilles injury. What did you make of the Bucks' creativity today in waiving Damian Lillard and spreading out that massive salary and then linking up Giannis with Miles Turner?
I don't know if it was that creative. I think it was just spending a whole boatload of money there because essentially paying Miles Turner $250 million if you combine the two salaries. And certainly if you watch the NBA Finals, Miles Turner's not worth $250 million. I don't know if he was worth $2.50 during the Finals because he was horrific. But, I mean, ultimately, Zach, if it keeps Giannis in Milwaukee, then it's a win. And you certainly give the Bucks credit for continually finding ways to bring in players when it seems like he's on the precipice of being unhappy and maybe leaving. But I don't really think this does anything for them in regards to making them a title contender. I mean, Miles Turner was the worst regular on the floor combined between the Thunder and the Pacers in the Finals to me.
You look at this, the reporting since then, when the news broke earlier this morning, Chris Haynes said Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the team's decision to waive Damian Lillard. And then I was reading Shams Charania, who said Turner and Antetokounmpo both value the opportunity to partner together on the court during the process. That's what sources told Shams Charania. So I know the Chris Haynes report, that's going to make the big national news because everyone's trying to get Giannis out of Milwaukee. While maybe Giannis was on board with this Miles Turner stuff, ultimately, I feel like we go through this each and every year. Is Giannis going to stay or is he going to go? And he keeps on staying. I don't think it takes much in order to get him to stay. I still ultimately think that Giannis will be on the Bucks come the first game of the season. Yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I do as well, and I'm glad. I mean, a small market, everybody in the media is trying to force him down to, you know, New York or L.A. or Miami, so I like the fact that he's sticking in one city, especially because it is a smaller market. I just don't think that they're going to be competitive, so that's separate than, you know, whether I think he should leave or not. I don't think that they're going to be competitive. In regards to Chris Haynes tweeting that out that Giannis is unhappy, I think that's just PR, so Giannis can kind of get off the hook with, like, oh, it caught me by surprise. I didn't want Damian Lillard to leave, et cetera. I mean, Lillard should be, you know, pumped up about this. He didn't like living in Milwaukee anyway from everything that you heard. Now he gets to recover without being on a team, and he can pick at the end of the season to, you know, in addition to getting all his money, he can pick the location that he wants to play and live. So I think Damian Lillard should be the happiest person in the world about this news.
When you say you don't think the Bucks are going to be competitive, how far do you think they're going to fall this season then?
I mean, maybe the same place that they were last year, you know, as like a fifth seed, but are they as good as the Knicks? Are they as good as the Cavaliers? The answer is no. I don't think they're as good as the Magic. I don't think they're as good as a healthy Sixer team, which is a big F. So that's four teams right there. They're not as good as Atlanta, who's had an awesome offseason so far. You know, Detroit has had a little bit of a rough go with the Malik Beasley stuff. He was a big piece of what they did last year, so I don't know where you want to factor them in. But I would say towards the back end of the top six there is probably where they're fighting for.
Justin Termini here with us. You said it. Damian Lillard should be very happy today. I agree with you. What do you think is next for him as he recovers with this Achilles injury that he suffered in the playoffs?
I mean, he could take a year off and then reassess after, right? Because I don't think he's coming back any point this season. Same thing with Tatum Halliburton. He suffered the injury a little bit earlier, but he's also older than those guys. So I would anticipate that he misses the full season. Maybe he just wants to, you know, he realizes his wrongs because a lot of these guys, oh, the grass is always greener somewhere else. Then they realize that they never had it as good as where they were. I mean, Russell Westbrook, Dwight Howard are other examples. So maybe he goes back to Portland, even though they're not going to be competitive, takes a victory lap and says, see you later. Or he goes down to Miami where he was desperately trying to get to before. Not that I think they're a winning situation, but a lot of guys will say, oh, I care about winning. All they care about is living in an area where they don't have to pay taxes. They get the nightlife. They get the, you know, the nice weather. maybe he ends up there, or maybe he legitimately is concerned about winning first and foremost, and he ends up going to a place where he can get that done. Now, I don't know where that is a year from now, but right now that's a place like Oklahoma City, a place like Houston, a place like Denver, who's been great here as of late. So maybe he ends up at a place like that where it's all just about winning, regardless of, you know, the weather, the taxes, the nightlife, like Miami is.
Since you mentioned Miami, Justin Termini, Pat Riley just turned 80 in March, and you're right, that team is nowhere close, and we're waiting for them to make a big move, and nothing has happened as of yet. How much longer do you think Pat's going to do this?
Has he been doing it the last couple of years? Because all I see is, like, Miami wants this guy, Miami wants that guy, and you don't see him actually getting anybody. So I don't know if he's – people say, like, when's he going to retire? I think it looks like he probably did about 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's time to hang it up. And you know that organization won't move on from him until he says, I want to go. And that it just seems pointless to have Pat Riley still there, even though what he's done for the franchise has obviously been legendary.
Yeah, and listen, he's one of the top executives of all time. Nobody's doubting that. But like they used to make fun of Danny Ainge all the time. Oh, he's always in the news about wanting this guy, wanting that guy. I think it's just as bad with Miami in regards to like them being linked to everybody, but never getting anyone. And the thing that makes it worse about what he's doing down there is it's by far and away not to slight what he's accomplished. Mm-hmm. It's by far and away the easiest job in all of team building, to build a team in Miami where every single star, every time they break free, always has them on their list, right? Kevin Durant had him on their list. You didn't have Minnesota on the list, even though the Timberwolves are a much better team that's been to the conference finals two consecutive years, but he didn't have them on the list, but he did have Miami, even though they haven't been really accomplished the last couple of years. It's the easiest place to be an executive, and despite that, I think the last 3 or 4 years, Pat Riley hasn't really done a good job at being that.
What's the truth? What's going on with LeBron James? He picks up this $52.6 million option. Rich Paul said what he said. Is this just LeBron will be there for one more season in LA or go somewhere else, or he's going to end his career with the Lakers?
I would assume that he ends his career there, but it's not looking with this version of the Lakers, if he does end his career, that they're going to be competing for anything. I mean, the weirdest story to come out is they let Dorian Finney-Smith walk a couple of days ago because they're targeting cap space in 2027. A couple of different things. It's not like they just drafted Luka Doncic and he's 20 years of age and like they have to wait for him to hit his prime. Luka is in the middle of his prime right now. He just went to the finals 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. So make it about this season. And then secondly, 2027, who knows what's going to happen by then? Like, we don't get free agents anymore. For the most part, these guys sign long-term deals. Then they'll force their way somewhere. So Rob Pelinka, like, putting aside money for 2027, that's not next offseason. That's the offseason after that. You're telling me Luka's going to be patient until then? Be very interesting to, you know, people talking about LeBron, how does he handle it? I think the bigger story is what does Luka do when he's eligible for an extension October 2nd?
You don't,
or August 2nd. August 2nd.
Are you skeptical that he maybe won't stay there long-term with the Lakers? That's what it sounds like.
No, because everybody always does, but if the organization was being run this way in a different location, then I would have questions. But because it's the Lakers, because it's LA, and nobody ever leaves there outside of maybe Dwight Howard in the history of the sport, like name me one other guy outside of Dwight Howard that has willingly left when the money's been on the table. You can't come up with one. So I don't think that he would leave, but I also I would question whether they've been run appropriately or not. I mean, even this last like 15 years, they've kind of gotten off the hook because of the Luka deal. But what smart decision have they made? Like LeBron just went there when it was a mess because LeBron wanted to play in LA and make movies and all that other stuff. Anthony Davis forced his way there. And then they got lucky with the Luka trade because Nico Harrison, pulled off one of the worst trades in NBA history. But like, what have they intelligently done since I guess Jerry Buss died to try, you know, going out and getting Austin Reeves? Outside of that, they haven't really done things well on the periphery.
Wrap it up with Justin Termini. Look at the West. The Rockets have obviously made some good moves, not only getting Kevin Durant, they go get Capella, they go get Dorian Finney-Smith. We've seen the Mavericks, who I hate the trade, obviously, of Luka, but if they're healthy, they've built a deep team. The Nuggets I like the move of getting rid of Michael Porter Jr. Who do you think is the biggest challenger with what has happened in the last 2 weeks or so when you look at trying to chase the Oklahoma City Thunder in the West?
Yeah, I would say that it's Houston because their biggest thing that they were missing was somebody that can, you know, create their own shot, knock down an open jumper. And Kevin Durant might be the best, score in the history of the league. So you're adding that. And then, you know, they made other nice moves on the periphery as well, kept all their talent. They're going to get another year older. So I love what they did. And then you have to say Denver, if only because that's how good Jokic is. And now they've given him some, halfway decent pieces, and that's all he needed. I mean, he still doesn't have an all-star around him, but Cam Johnson's an upgrade over Michael Porter Jr. Valanciunas finally allows them to rest Jokic and go to a backup center that's, wasn't done 5 years ago like DeAndre Jordan is. And Bruce Brown at least gives him a guy that's, competent within that system as he was a couple of years ago. Hopefully they're not done. But again, they took OKC to 7 games with nobody helping Jokic. So now that he got a little help, I think you got to at least throw him in the mix now.
When you look at the Knicks and their future in terms of who their next coach is going to be, on June 11th or somewhere around there, I said I thought it was going to be Mike Brown. I still think that's going to be the case. Would you be surprised at this point if it isn't Mike Brown?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the momentum with all the different reports is pointing towards Mike Brown, who, is a really good guy. He interviews well. He handles the media well. Is all this fuss, worth firing Tom Thibodeau for? I don't think it's like a massive upgrade, if it's even an upgrade at all. So that part's a little bit confusing. But it does look like it's Mike Brown. I would think that they have to get that done within the next couple of days. I mean, you're going to go to Summer League. You want the coaching staff that Mike Brown needs to hire to be able to coach these guys, develop them, and come up with the philosophy for the organization you're moving forward. So this needs to get done, I would say, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
He is Justin Termini. He does a great job in SiriusXM NBA Radio. Justin, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this.
All right, I appreciate it, buddy.
There you go. Justin Termini joining us on the show. I think he's right, by the way, when you look at the Western Conference. I would say today, and I know the Rockets are the 2 seed last year, but with the moves that they've made, getting Durant, getting Capella back, getting Dorian Finney-Smith, I think they're the biggest challenger to the Thunder. And then after that, I do like what the Nuggets have done so far. You get rid of Michael Porter Jr., you're getting Cam Johnson, you bring in Bruce Brown, and you get him back in the organization. The trade for Valanciunas I did like as well, and that's a nice option to have next to Nikola Jokic, clearly, and have him be someone to back up Nikola Jokic too. I think that when I look at the Western Conference right now, it's Thunder 1, it's a Rockets 2, and it's a Nuggets 3. And that's the way that I'll look at it until someone else does something that's drastic that moves that headed into this upcoming season of basketball. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Good stuff there with Justin Termini from SiriusXM NBA Radio.